Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets closing out the regular season portion of the 2019 campaign by hosting Bethy Lutheran here today at the Mertz. And I'm now joined by head coach Lynn Diedrich. And coach, last time we saw you, a couple days ago actually, against St. Scholastica, the bridge battle, version number two for the 2019 campaign. You guys came up on the short end 3-1, but it was a very intense match. I thought you guys played really well defensively, just couldn't get enough balls to the ground, and unfortunately ended up falling against the Saints. But you must have been pretty happy, at least, with the effort that your team put through, because it seemed like they really did kind of leave everything out there on the court against the Saints.
Yeah, I thought it was a tremendous game by both teams. I think we fell up short based on they played outstanding defense. They dug up a lot of our balls, I think, and that was a difference in the game. But I give a hat off to our team and players because we just kept battling and, never let up. And, I hope we have another shot at them down the road.
It was an interesting match to watch. A lot of long rallies. It doesn't always happen in volleyball, but you guys had a lot of long rallies with them, and it was fun to broadcast it just because you could really tell both teams wanted to win, and it was a classic rivalry contest in that regard, in the sense that even in that first set, I think the first about 10 points, you guys had three or four long rallies just in that first 10 points of the opening set, and it kind of set the tone for a match that was really enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, thanks. I know those rallies, there were some long ones there, and, the whole key is to, keep the unforced errors under control. And, there were a few times when I felt like we, shot ourselves in the foot a little bit by getting into the net on a blocking error or, maybe hitting one out of bounds. But overall, I think, we played well defensively. We still attacked the ball. We tried to put the ball where they weren't. They just were very scrappy in that outing and, ended up with the W.
And the atmosphere in the gym was great that night, too, seeing all the fans from both sides. I mean, they had a group of fans that came in that were very boisterous. We had a group of fans that were here that were very boisterous as well. So that made it that much more fun. One player, though, I want to highlight is Yana Carrera, who seems to be kind of coming to her own a little bit now at that libero spot. She had 52 digs, as we talked about, in the Oshkosh tournament, that final day of that particular competition. And then she had 38 more the other night against St. Scholastica, and she was digging up some tough balls on her own. I mean, we talked about Scholastica's defense, but she was very good defensively as well for you guys.
Yeah, she has stepped up for us. She does come from a big school, Mankato West, and I think she's used to playing faster ball and just really is starting to read a lot better, get her hands on things, being able to control it. And, it's really good to see her step up, especially as a young player.
And now we'll turn to this match today against Bethany. This is the time of the year, of course, where the playoff positioning becomes kind of forefront in the strategy in terms of thinking long-term down the line. Right now you guys are in fourth place in the league. You're playing a team in Bethany Lutheran today that's in fifth place, so two teams are in position to earn tournament bids. They're one game behind you guys. You're at 3-2. They're at 2-3, so this should be an interesting match today. They're a team that is 9-14 on the season. They're much improved from last year, I know, but this is a big match for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, this is huge. This could determine who is possibly hosting a playoff match or who is not, who's traveling on that opening match. There's still, some conference games left to determine the standings, but I think this is a game that we need to come out and we need to be up on top right away and we need to, take control of the game.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time and good luck today against the Vikings.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Lynn Diedrich. I'll be right back with more of the pregame show, including a conversation with junior outside hitter Cammy Sletta. That's coming up right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Volleyball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.